You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining us to talk about their new song, Here We Go Again. They are based out of the capital, Pōneke te Whanganui Ātara. We have Mosey. Can I call you Mosey?
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. We have Mosey here on the line joining us from the Big Smoke, the Big W, my new home in about a month's time. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, good. I've been watching lots of socialist lectures recently, and it's been it's been really intellectually stimulating. So that I feel stimulated. I feel smarter than I was yesterday. How are you?
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I need to start doing something like that. Are you moving to Wellington, did you say?
Yeah, in about a month's time, on June 20th, I'll be flying up and, yeah, moving into a place in Brooklyn, which is a lovely suburb.
Awesome, yeah, it is. Exciting.
Yeah. What's your favourite part of Wellington?
Good question. I do love Seatoun, like Seatoun Beach.
Mm.
And I go through the tunnel and it feels like you've like gone somewhere else. It's quite relaxing.
Mm. That's a good spot. It's a real good spot. I read that at age 11, and again, you've probably been asked this a million times, we'll talk to this about a million times, but you used to be the voice of the Inter-Islander commercials, Sail to the Other Side. Did you get any free rides from that? Did you get any privileges from Inter-Islander?
No, I don't.
No, that's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I don't actually.
Damn.
I don't think it's me anymore. It was my voice for quite a while.
No, but in 2020, I think it was swapped or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that next time you do a big commercial like that, you should have it in the contract that you get some like privileges.
Good. Yeah, good idea.
You get some free things, some freebies. Yeah. Do you ever get frightened every time you hear that old ad?
Yeah, it does give me a fright sometimes. Well, I don't think I've heard it in a while. Someone from my work actually the other day sent it to me. He was like, "Is this you?"
It's amazing.
It did give me a fright, yes.
Oh, crack up. A core theme of New Zealand Music Month, Te Marama Pōro Aotearoa, which is this May, it's New Zealand Music Week, is spaces, you know, spaces that help support our music people. You've said that Swimsuit Cafe has hosted a lot of your music admin, creative corridor, songwriting even. What makes that place so special for you?
That is a great question. When I was freshly postpartum with my son, I didn't really connect with other mums, that's just what happened. I've got like lots of mothers in my ainga, so that's kind of where I filled that cup. But lots of mums do like, you know, like antenatal classes and then have like shared meetings together, or like coffees and stuff together, but I didn't really have that kind of sense of motherhood community, I guess. But Swimsuit was just down the road from my house, so I used to walk down there every day. And I made like really amazing friends there who are still my friends now. And I'd just end up having coffees with like the baristas there.
Aww.
So it's just been a real special time. I've had lots of different things happen in my life. And, you know, good, not so good. And that's always a space where I kind of retreat to sense of relief or community or
bit of a sanctuary.
Really good coffee.
Yeah. No, I have had the coffee. I need to try their food, but it is a very cool spot.
Yeah, they do a mousetrap now. It's pretty
nice. I'm from Southland. I'm from Invercargill. I always get the impression that's a Southland thing because it feels very Southland. We already did the cheese rolls. This is basically the same thing, but just not rolled, you know?
Yeah. Pretty much. And with Marmite.
You can do that if you're freaky. What are you going to say?
Okay. I was going to say, do you do a Southland roll with a Marmite?
Oh, I think some people do that. My dad probably does that. Yeah. Let's talk about this new track that just came out. It's called Here We Go Again. And it's a track that's sort of about being close to someone who is with someone who they're too good for. And when you were in that situation, did you just feel helpless to talk to them about it? Because, like, at the end of the day, it's their decision and you can only inspire them to do something and leave that arrangement?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's kind of why I wrote Here We Go Again as well, because at the end of the day, you can only do so much, right?
Mm.
And also, I think in these situations, people do refrain from reaching out of fear of judgment, right? Because often it's met with, oh my gosh, you know. And I was just like, you know what? This is your journey, but I wanted to let my friend know that I was there for her and It was also just a comment on, like, this is something that lots of people experience and you're not alone, but just in a very different way of saying it, singing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What was her reaction when you told her that the song was about her in that situation?
She was actually super stoked. She was really excited. She's not in the situation anymore, so I think it felt good. She was excited about it.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
And
she's very supportive, so... Yeah.
That's mean. I read in a previous in a profile about a previous single you did, Not Done Loving. You mentioned how you loved harmony vocal stacking, and I think it certainly comes up here if my ears are as accurate as I think they are. When did you start using that production technique, and what do you adore about it?
It's so satisfying. You start layering them up, and then often Leo Cogini, the producer of the track, it's like play the stacks of vocals by themselves in isolation, and it's like, oh, it just sounds really cool. And I did barbershop at college, and I loved barbershop, so I don't know, maybe it's
a barbershop quartet,
an ode to that.
Very cool. Well, I think there's something really to be said about the human voice being an instrument. I mean, I think Imogen Heap is, you know, a pretty great example of how they do that. Kanye, you know, for all his faults, is really immaculate with using the human voice as a production tool. Yeah. But you mentioned, what was his name? Leo Cogini.
Cogini. Leonardo Cogini, yeah.
Is he the most Italian man you've ever met?
No, he's not.
Because he has an incredibly Italian name, Leonardo Cogini.
He does, yeah. He does have some Italian roots there, I think. But he's the most talented man I've ever met, that's for sure.
That's awesome. There's a lyric here, I just want you to want me to. Are you paying homage to Mr. Marvin Gaye's track I Want You there? Or is that just a coincidence?
No, that is just a coincidence.
Crack up. I was wondering about that because I was like, it could just be a coincidence, but...
That is a coincidence.
I'd try my luck.
Go on and listen to that song.
It's a beautiful song. I think I read somewhere that you know, music was something that was pretty in the home for you when you were growing up. What sort of music were you listening to at home? What were your family playing?
A mix of different things. We listened to a lot of Dido, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The Cranberries. Mm-hmm. Lots of, like, you know, 90s hits.
R&B? Lots of R&B in there?
Oh, yeah, lots of R&B, mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like some of the names I probably can't actually say.
I can imagine.
So, yeah, a mixed bag of things. Lily Allen. My mum loved Lily Allen. I love her too.
She's the best. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She's awesome. I do want to touch on your background again because you're raised in the Wairarapa. You're of Samoan descent. I think you mentioned about how your Aiga, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Ainga.
They're a massive part of you getting here musically and in every other way. You've said that Samoan heritage is the backbone of your art. You know, Lady Six's record last year was Le Va, which explored the Samoan concept of relational space that connects everyone. Is there any concept from Samoan culture that you've sort of thought about making an album or EP or project around?
Like, I think I was looking at different, you know, thinking about different concepts, and I mean, that's a massive one, right? Levar's like relationship, connection to people. That's definitely major. Malanga also means like journey or movement, and that's a huge part of who I am, and what I write is kind of my journey forward. You know, the journey that I've been on so far is a huge contributor to my music. So I guess if I was to do a project of some sort, it definitely would have elements of journey for sure.
And I guess that also fits with you, you know, as we discussed beforehand, being the voice of the Inter-Islander, because that's a very journey-centric business.
Maybe I should just do it on that.
Yeah.
Just do an album about the Inter-Islander.
Please do. I would listen. But is this new track, Here We Go Again, is it going to be from an upcoming EP or album or project you'll be releasing anytime soon?
I'm definitely just enjoying getting this baby out. It takes quite a bit, you know, as a mum, and I work full time, so it takes quite a lot of me to get things out, but most definitely that is the biggest goal, is to get, you know, a full project out.
Are you going to be doing any shows around the place
again, hopefully? I hope to. I wanted to do like a release party thing for this, but it didn't quite work out. So I think I need to sit down and actually, you know, plan some concrete things moving forward, because I do really love it.
Have you got any advice for any musician mums who are also working full-time and don't have much time to spare?
That just, you know, there's no, don't worry about the time. That's a really hard thing to say.
Mm.
But, you know, if you really love something and it gives you joy and purpose and things, then it will wait for you. You know, you don't have to do it right now, I guess, if that makes sense. But just, yeah, just know that joy, that love will never go away. So if you just kind of do it where you can, then it will be okay.
Yeah, don't feel the need to rush things.
That's the one. You Thank
know.
You.
No, that's okay.
Thank you. Not quite as stimulated as you.
Well, I have the benefit of listening to what you're saying, I guess, and not having to come up with things on the spot. But
yeah. That would definitely be it. Don't rush into things and really just sit with what you have and
Totally. Well, thank you so much for joining me here on the Breakfast Show and talking to me about the new track. It's a beautiful track, very beautiful song, let me tell you.
Oh.
I really, really appreciate it. We'll have to let you go. Any final thoughts, words, or opinions for our listeners out there?
Go hard and be kind. Oh, my goodness.
Amen to that.
Yeah. It's a brave thing to do nowadays, I think, unfortunately. But, you know, be kind. It's really cool and important.
Embodying your inner Jacinda Ardern in there. I appreciate that. Be kind, everyone. That was Mosey joining us from Poneke, Te Whanganui Ātara, Wellington. We just had a chat with them about their new song, Here We Go Again. We're going to play it out for you right now, and then at 10:30 we do indeed have a chat with critic co-editor Griffin Blockley. You are indeed listening to the Adju Big Breakfast program. See you soon. Mā te wā.
Said you were sick of being friends. Then you took me for a ride. I wanted it to work, even though I saw through your lies. Everything I did for you can't get you out of my mind. If I had to choose.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.